That measure is House Bill 5. It includes a myriad of projects, including several life safety repairs and maintenance for state facilities. An amendment was added to give the Montana University System the authority to spend money it's raised privately. Representative Tom Burnett is concerned about the latter. He said while money for construction comes from donors, any ongoing operation and maintenance, or O&M, will fall on taxpayers.
Building new brick and mortar in a time when, on the campuses, when we have falling birth rates, we have an online revolution that's germinating for education and doing well and promising big changes. We have underutilized buildings at the University of Montana campus.
The Bozeman Republican said these donations need to include ongoing O&M. Otherwise, this expenditure gets buried in the higher education budget. Burnett singled out UM.
So it just troubles me to see on that campus in particular, enrollment is down substantially. And yet we've got to have some new buildings along with their attendant costs. I'm going to vote for House Bill 5, but just to get the bill further along. But I really want this objection to be on the record.
This is donated money that we're talking about.
Representative Tom Wood said not all of the campuses have declining student enrollment. The Democrat from Bozeman pointed to Montana State University.
The campus in Bozeman has expanded by thousands of students, and some of that money is going to renovation and expansion.
House Bill 5 does not include money to renovate Romney Hall at MSU, however. That project is contained in another measure, commonly known as the bonding bill. House Bill 14 has yet to be scheduled or heard in the House Appropriations Committee. Meanwhile, the panel did unanimously approve House Bill 5 and the other package of infrastructure project bills. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.